Jim Taylor back on WRMJ, WRMJ.com. A great follow on social media, if you're a high school hoops fan in Illinois, is at Nesto Hoops. It's Aaron Britton. He does a great job. Also a website, NestoHoops.com. So I wanted to talk to you for a while. I know your work is getting recognized by many programs and many coaches out there. So tell us your story, Aaron Britton. It looks like a labor of love. Tell us a little bit about kind of what you do and why you do it, I guess. That's how we can begin our conversation.
Sure. I love high school basketball. And I guess how it grew to the point that it's at is there was nobody or there was no one spot to get scores, standings, tournament schedules. So I got tired of hunting and just decided I'd do it myself.
So one of the neat things you do, if you follow, again, Aaron Britton on Twitter, at Nesto Hoops, the link then to his website is at NestoHoops.com, or I should say NestoHoops.com is the website. And when you get there, it's interesting because you can download a spreadsheet. And the spreadsheet is so impressive with basically tabs broken down between 1A, 2A, 3A, 4A. And then you have the conference information, all of that. So what goes into this thing in terms of compiling the data? Man, is it impressive.
Yeah, it starts in the summer with schedule collecting. You know, there's about 750 teams in the state that are IHSA members. And by the time Thanksgiving hits, I'm probably only missing about 50 or so schedules throughout the state. And most of those are in the Chicago Public League that I piece together as the season progresses. But once the season starts, it's a lot of early mornings and a lot of late nights getting scores, updating schedules. It definitely is a labor of love, and I'm probably putting 15 to 20 hours a week into this thing on top of a 50-hour-a-week job.
Well, I thought it was interesting. I was talking to a coach just last night. We're recording this interview on a Thursday, and the coach brought up your site in passing, and I said, well, it's funny. We were talking high school basketball. I said, I'm going to interview him tomorrow. And this coach said, I'm not going to tell you the school, but they were playing at a tournament, and you were at that venue over the week, this past week, during the holiday tournament basketball trail. And the coach was so bummed that you didn't get over to see their team play in another gym, because he saw you tweeting out stuff from the venue. He's like, man, I hope we get Nesto Hoops over in our gym. So, I mean, you're getting that type of recognition. What does it mean when you hear stuff like that?
There's definitely an appreciation, because I do take pride in my work, and just being thought of as a reputable source of information is about all I could have ever asked for.
So you like to get out there, and, you know, it's one thing to be at a location. You live in Rockford now, grew up kind of in southern Illinois, but it looks like you get out there a lot and like to go to different venues. How important is that for you?
It's extremely important, and I don't get to do it nearly as much since I've had children in the last couple of years. And but before I had kids, I mean, I was seeing in person probably 150 games a year, and I was gone every weekend on overnight trips, find a conference game on a Friday in Quincy or Moline, and stay all night, find a shootout Saturday, and get back home Sunday and start gathering scores. But just being able to see all of the different great venues that the state has to offer, able to compile quite a nice list of great gyms that I've visited.
Wow, getting out to see 150 games during a season. My goodness. So when you look at some of the locations then over the years you've been at, the question would be, you know, what gyms you've been to would be what gyms haven't you been to? I mean, is there been any place you haven't been able to get to?
Oh, sure. In the grand scheme of things, I haven't even reached, I haven't even been to half of the gyms in the state. I think, you know, I keep track of the amount of gyms that I've been to, and I think I'm around just shy of 300. So again, I have about 450 more to go before I'm able to say I've been to them all. But I've been to most of what people consider the great gyms. There's still a few that I'm missing, but I hope to get to in the next few years.
So you've been doing this how long then? When did you start this whole process of, you know, Nesto Hoops and kind of being a high school basketball aficionado in Illinois?
I've been, you know, Nesto was a nickname that it was given to me in high school, and I just kind of rode with it. But I started social media and message boards, or being members of the IllinoisHighSchoolSports.com message board in 2006. And, you know, it slowly has progressed into the website, which I started in 2017. But I've always, you know, just done my own rankings. I didn't really share them. And, you know, but 15, nearly 20 years ago, there wasn't any Facebook or Twitter, so you just kind of did them for your own value. But in the last 5 years, it's really my following on Twitter has quadrupled. And, you know, as you get more followers, maybe people see the amount of people that follow you and think maybe you have a little more reputation to you than maybe you actually do. But I really enjoy putting my rankings out there and shining light on 100 teams every week, you know, because I do top 25 for all four classes. So we're recognizing 15-16% of the state every week.
Well, and I think it's important, too, that we talk a little bit about kind of the decline of local media, and a lot of that relates to, you know, the newspaper business, where you're seeing, you know, less and less of the so-called, you know, the beat reporters that you would see at all of these games. And I know just about a month ago we were having a conversation about, you know, when the Associated Press rankings used to be such a big deal. They still are to me, you know, covering the sport, but it's a little more challenging now to find them a lot of times. And we were even talking about, and I think you were did you say you were a 2003 grad when we were talking off the air about down in Southern Illinois, somewhere around there? And I don't know if you would have remembered, there was back in the day, Jeff Lampe from the Peoria Journal Star, he did that Illinois Class A Weekly, which is like a newsletter he would mail out. And I remember what such a big deal that was. And I just think that type of attention, we've lost a little bit of that today. And some people will argue that, well, it's the four-class system. But I don't know. I think a lot of it, you know, the decline of local media coverage, I think has something to do with maybe less of a following, but that's where a guy like you comes in and you pick up the slack. So as we talk today, this is a great follow on social media, this Aaron Britton at Nesto Hoops. If you are a high school hoops fan in Illinois, this is a guy you need to follow. Do you feel you're kind of picking up the slack for what it used to be, I guess, when we talk about kind of the traditional form of media?
I mean, I don't know if I'm picking up any slack. You know, I'm not writing articles. I'm not, you know, printing box scores, like the newspapers used to be able to do. So I'm not able to fill that void, but I do think I'm able to fill, you know, when people ask or people want to know what conference a team is in, or they don't even know who's in 1A, or they don't know what class, my spreadsheet on my website is able to give them all the information that they want to know. If they want to know what schedule or they want to know the holiday tournament, who's playing who, it's all there readily available for them. And I think that is extremely important for the diehard or even the casual high school basketball fan.
So of the 300 some odd gyms you've been to, you know, we're located in the western portion of the state. So give me some of your favorites that you've had a chance to visit that you tell our listening audience you really, if you have a chance to go to this place, you should go to it.
Well, it's not real close to Aledo, but my favorite gym in the state is West Frankfort down in southern Illinois. Max Morse Gymnasium was built in 1950, I believe. It seats over 4,000 people. It is a little like the Wharton Field House at Moline, except the lower level at Max Morris is all permanent seating. You know, I'm sure you've been to Wharton Field House multiple times. They have those aluminum bleachers on the lower level. That to me is like the one only flaw that Wharton Field House has. Other than that, that's a phenomenal venue.
Give me a few more.
Taylorville, just outside of Springfield. It's tucked in there between Decatur and Springfield. That gym is almost 90 years old. Dolph Stanley coached there a long time ago. Taylorville had the famous 45-0 team back in 1944. And that's a record that no one will ever touch because they don't let you play that many games anymore. But I love that gym. El Dorado in the Deep South, they have a holiday tournament every year. It is a bowl-style gymnasium, and there's probably close to 10 or 15 of those Legman gymnasium throughout the state, but that's my personal favorite. The old Centralia gym, they haven't played basketball there for almost 15 years, but that was a special place to get to back in the day. But up in your area, I love Moline at Wharton Field House. I love the Rock Garden at Rock Island. Even East Moline has a much better than average gym than most. Proviso East. The Proviso East Field House was built in 1938. It's kind of a dungeon atmosphere. But it's a really cool spot to get to at least once if you're a true basketball fan.
All right. Well, that's a good starting point. And again, visiting over 300 gyms in person is pretty impressive. So, you know, primarily a 1A, 2A listening audience here. So as you look at 2022, 2023, you know, I see some of the rankings. Anything specifically, you know, stand out when you talk 1A, 2A basketball? Who are some of the, I don't know if you'd call them favorites, but you just feel are, you know, poised to make that deep postseason run or teams really to watch out for?
Princeton is a good place to start. I think they have all of the pieces to make a deep postseason run and potentially win 2A. They have the size, they have the guard play. Grady Thompson's about 6'5", and they have that Tegan Davis who's going to Iowa to play football. And they're a good scoring team. They're in the top 10 in scoring for 2A. And they're currently 14-0. They have a really legitimate chance to go undefeated into the postseason. The other team in your backyard is Rock Ridge, and they did have an unexpected slip up down in Macomb over the holiday tournament against the Illini Bluffs, but there's still a team to be reckoned with once late February comes around. They're sitting at 11-3, and they're set up really well for the next couple of years to have some really nice runs, and they finished fourth in the entire state last year.
Yeah, and we broadcast that loss to Illini Bluffs. They were 6 of 31 that day from 3-point land. So they live by the three, and they died by the three. So when you look at Chicagoland area, you know, that's the one thing, Aaron, that I think from a small school perspective, the complexion of the game has changed considerably because, you know, we've always thought of declining enrollment is just a rule-related issue, a rural school-related issue. Well, it's not anymore. Declining enrollment is decimating a lot of the Chicago schools, and we're seeing more and more schools now each year falling into the 1A, 2A category. So what do you just think of that kind of issue that is impacting, we say, quote-unquote, small school basketball? Chicago is now part of small school basketball, right?
They are. I think the first step to this, if you want to call it a problem, I don't think it's necessarily a problem. It's just something that we're going to have to adapt to. But when the IHSA took away the automatic berth from the public league into that double-A state quarterfinal game, they broke all those public league teams up into their respective classes. And at that time, most of them were still double A. But as we transition into that four class system, and with the dwindling enrollments that you mentioned, all of a sudden you have a Chicago Marshall team that was a 2A and a class A heavyweight for decades. All of a sudden they're 1A. And that, you know, the west side of Chicago is, you know, is kind of dying on its own feet. Marshall has an enrollment near 100. Austin, which used to have thousands of kids in that school, they're 1A. Manly's 1A. Chicago Orr, that nearly won four titles in a row before COVID wiped out their chance at a four-peat. They're going to be 1A next year. So it is, like I said, I don't know that it's necessarily a problem, but it's something that we're all either going to have to get used to, or the IHSA will have to make some changes. But there's not a 2A team out of Chicago this year that I would consider an overwhelming favorite, like those really good Seton Academy teams, or when Orr was dominating for years in a row. The two teams that I would keep an eye on are Perspective Leadership, and they're a charter school, and that school hasn't even been around 15, 20 years. They're starting to get it going. They were 26-6 last year, and the rural area, they don't like to hear about the transfers, but they did get three nice transfers in this year to backfill some of the voids that were left with graduation. But they're a team I would keep an eye on. And then DePaul Prep, who doesn't have a real good record right now. They're 7-6. Their two best players are out with injury, but they're in the Catholic League. They're going to probably have at least twice as many losses going into the postseason as they do now. But they are a team that can get down there and make some havoc in Champaign,
like they did last year. So we wanted to bring attention to Aaron Britton. Again, great follow if you're a high school hoops fan on Twitter. His handle, at Nesto Hoops, and online, nestohoops.com. So I guess we'll end it here. What's kind of next for you in terms of doing this? Do you have anything that you're looking at adding? And again, I'll tell our listening audience, the one great thing I like about what you're doing is it's all about data and all this information. If you're a high school basketball fan, this is kind of the clearinghouse to find information. This dude from Rockford, Aaron Britton. But are there any plans down the road for you to add something more, or what's next for Aaron Britton, I guess, is the best question.
It's something that I've been racking my brain with for a couple of summers now. I don't get to do a whole lot of spreadsheet improvements during the season because I'm just buried with scores. But at some point I would like to get it to where the spreadsheet is HTML and mobile friendly, because that's really the one thing that's getting in my way from really getting a lot more exposure. Because if you want to look at my data right now, you have to sit down at a desktop, download the spreadsheet, and go from there. I've had tons of complaints with people about, well, I can't look at it on my cell phone. And well, I understand that, but I'm trying to figure out a way to streamline my data entry and getting that transition to an HTML. Like you know, we've all been to the sportsreference.com websites, you know, that those are phenomenal, and those are kind of in the same vein of how I designed my spreadsheet. So that's the next step. I don't know if I will ever be able to get there, but that's where I'd like to get it.
All right.
If maybe someday develop an app, people could swipe it up on their phone and go from there.
Well, you're doing a great job, you know, so keep it up. And, you know, if time permits, hopefully you can get that stuff accomplished. But I wanted to recognize you. You know, I'm a big high school hoop fan, and I've just heard so many people, you know, talk about it. So you're picking up that definite following. So people appreciate your work, including me. So keep it up. And it's been nice talking to you. We'll have to hook up again and get you on the air again. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure. Absolutely. I'll be here to chat with you anytime you like, Mr. Taylor.
All right. Aaron Britton, again, you can follow him on Twitter at Nesto Hoops, and the website, nestohoops.com. This is WRMJ, WRMJ.com.